can speak. Might be wants to speak. He wants to speak. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين. نويت الاعتكاف. نويت الخلوة. نويت العزلة. نويت الرياضة. نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان، ثقيلتان في الميزان. سبحان الله وبحمده، سبحان الله العظيم. أستغفر الله. Two words Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that they are light on the tongue, heavy on the scale in the day of judgment, that erase sins, whatever the sins are, these two words will erase them. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim, astaghfirullah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended them, asked people to recite them, asked his sahaba to recite them. So as much as we can recite, as much as better. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, astaghfirullah, are heavier than any sin in this universe. They are heavier in the scale, they erase the sins. We are living in a world.
Jiddo.
Yes, Jiddo. Jiddo?
Dedo.
It's like Arabic Jiddo. We are living in a world that running so fast toward its destination. People, they think that they are going to live forever. But we are, as Allah described us in Holy Quran, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. We gave this trust. Allah is saying, I gave my trust, I offered my trust to heavens and earth. He said, no, Ya Rabbi, you cannot carry it. It's difficult. Human being said, I will carry it. What Allah described human being? Oppressor and ignorant. Why you want to carry? Heaven, earth, universe said, no, we cannot carry. Ya Rabbi, don't send it on us. Because if they carry and they did not fulfill, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have shattered this universe. But they didn't. That's why you see universe in its place. But human being, what they said? We take it. That's why all disaster comes on human being. It doesn't. Earth doesn't, is not affected. If earthquake happen or a flood happen, what the earth will be affected? Nothing. Who is affected? Huh? Us. Why? Because we carried the trust. You want to trust? Take it, but keep it. Keep it clean as I gave to you. Don't make it dirty. You make it dirty, I have to clean you. Do you leave your son dirty? Or your daughter dirty? What you do? You clean them. Do you keep yourself dirty? No. You go and take shower. Why we are keeping our trust dirty? We don't think. We read Holy Quran, we read Holy Hadith, we put All these verses of Holy Quran around us, in our homes, in our schools, everywhere. But what we are taking a wisdom out of it. Look, everyone looking at the sun, at the, what's his name?
Mas'ud.
At Mas'ud, happy. Everyone smiling, is that? Why we don't smile to keep our trust clean? Because he is clean, he is pure, innocent, no sins on him. Everyone is, his eyes are diverted toward an innocent person always. But our eyes are not diverted toward each other because we are sinful. That's a big difference. This is Awliya Allah. They can balance this. They have that vision. They do not like anything in this universe. The only thing they like is how much they are closer day by day to the Divine Presence, to reach their destination. We were driving today to come here. We were counting the minutes. How many minutes left? We want to reach our destination. Everyone likes to reach his destination. We were running to be here by 8 o'clock to reach our destination, to reach on time. Also, our souls are running to reach their destinations. Our bodies don't want. That's because they carry the trust. The soul did not carry the trust. The soul is clever. The body is ignorant and oppressor. This dunya is running to its destination. No one can stop it. Imams, scholars, presidents, kings, whoever you want, they cannot stop the destination that is coming to the end goal for reaching our destinations. It's coming. Awliya Allah, they have a computer, you see, these very advanced computers today. They are very small. You have everything. When the time comes, if you want Fajr time comes, this computer calls Azan. Is that? Zuhr time comes, computer calls Azan. How it knows? Calculating the second Azan comes. Correct? You don't have one like that? Imam, you don't have one? I have one in my pocket. I'm finished. Aisha is finished. It calls Azan. This universe, this earth is moving toward its destination to come into sajda. It's going to making sajda, Ya Rabbi, I came to my destination. I'm traveling fast to reach you. No one can stop that. Awliya Allah, they know. They have signs. They live with signs. Without signs, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted signs for the destination of this universe. Is that?
No.
Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted the signs of the last days. When Jibril alayhi salam asked him three questions about Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. and then asked him the fourth question about this, the time, when is the time of the day of judgment? Prophet said, the one who is asking knows more than the one who been asked. Then Jibreel alayhi salam asked, when is the, what are the signs of these last days? And Prophet mentioned one of these signs in that hadith, that desert people who are living in desert are going to compete with high rises, to build high rises, turning desert into paradise, dunya paradise. Awliya Allah, they are counting moment by moment. So what they do? They are in the presence of their Lord. Prophet said, "Qurratu ayni fi salah," or "Qurratu ayni fi salah," that the best time I am in is in the prayer. Why, Shaykh? Prophet ﷺ, the best time for him is in the prayer. Awliya Allah, the best time for them is when? Huh? In the prayer, isn't it? When you recite Fatiha, what you are saying? You are addressing whom? When you begin reciting Fatiha, in the prayer, you are addressing whom? Alhamdulillah. You are telling Allah, Ya Rabbi, praise be to you. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, you are speaking, you are directing your conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending him your salutation and your respect and your acceptance that he is your Lord, is not? So why then we pray quickly? Huh? If you are with a girl, smiling, laughing, you invite her for a too many days. We give an example because this is what's happening today. You invite her for a coffee or a tea. Why? To speak with her, isn't it? And are you trying to stretch the time or make the time short? You can expand the time. Or girl inviting a boy, vice versa, both sides. They try to stretch the time. Why? Because their desires asking them to do that. What about then desires to stretch the time when you are in a prayer? Instead, what we do, Imam? We shorten it. We are in a rush. That is a small example. That all of us, well, I'm not excluding myself, all of us, we are falling into it. Scholar today, they go and speak on member or give presentation in schools or university, touching on many issues. That's very high issues. So why are you trying, flying so high? Look at yourself at the bottom. You stretch your time with a lady or a boy, and you cut your time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are praying. كل حزب تفسير الآية make تفسير to this آية كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون. Every group or every party with what they have, with what they have, they are happy. They translated 100 different translation meaning, but one of the meanings, real meaning, is that you are with حزب الشيطان when you are sitting with someone trying to stretch your talk with that person, and when you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the prayer, you are cutting your time, shortening your time. Why? Awliya Allah, what they do? They expand their time. They stretch their time. When they are in prayers, they don't want the prayer to finish quickly. That's why in Taraweeh, they want to stretch the time to recite the Holy Quran, the whole Quran. Because Awliya Allah, it was not in the time of Prophet ﷺ to recite the whole Quran in Taraweeh. And even Taraweeh in the time of Prophet ﷺ was not always 20 rak'at, sometimes 8 rak'at. But in the time of Sayyidina Umar, he made jama'at, made it 20 rak'at, but later came the whole Quran also, recitation of the whole Quran, because they want to stretch the time when they are in Allah's presence. So what we have to do? We have to stretch the time when we are in Allah's presence. Why? There is no why. You are in that presence. What are the five pillars of Islam? Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa iqamu salah wa ita'u zakah wa sawmu ramadan wa hajjul bayt. Subhanallah, look into the prayer. It is consisting of the five pillars. In it, there is shahada, there is iqamu salah, there is ita'u zakah, giving charity, there is sawm ramadan in the prayer, and there is hajj in the prayer. Awliya Allah are not veiled, they are not blind, they see. When you say Allahu Akbar, when you sit for tahiyyat, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, shahada is there. So two pillars are already there. When you say Allahu Akbar, you don't drink and eat. You drink and eat? So you are fasting. When you say Allahu Akbar, you are not working, you are giving charity. No. Because when you gave your body as a charity, yourself as a charity, you are praying. Because in that time you were able to make money and give zakat. So you gave zakat of the body. When you say Allahu Akbar, you are praying in Kaaba. Don't think you are praying here in this mosque or that mosque or that mosque. Allah, when someone respects his Lord, Allah respects him and he's more generous than anyone. Allah make you to pray in Kaaba without you knowing. Don't think Awliya Allah are stupid. When they say Allahu Akbar, they don't see Kaaba, they see Kaaba in front of them. Allah takes us to Kaaba, but we are veiled. You cannot see. What? You are praying to this wall? When you say Allahu Akbar, what you are seeing here? You are seeing the Imam or seeing the wall? But in reality, you are not praying to the wall, you are praying to the Kaaba. Allah cannot take that veil away and show you the Kaaba, doesn't have that power. Allahu Akbar. We say Allahu Akbar. Allah is the Akbar, nothing beyond, nothing greater than him. He cannot remove everything from you and show you in front of your eyes Kaaba. Today you open a TV, you see Kaaba. Allah cannot open for you a heavenly TV to be in Kaaba. Allah cannot take you to Kaaba. Can. But we are, Imam, you are veiled. He didn't veil us, we veiled ourselves. This dunya is moving toward its destination. Last year in March, in Mawlid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it began. They opened it. They opened it for people to see. not everyone, some people to know that there is a change coming. That change, it's an opening for something big going to happen. Awliyaullah, they were waiting and waiting and waiting for that thing to happen. From March last year in California, many people heard that. Many messages came. There is change going to happen. That change happened. There are, don't think there is no awliya, that they are, Allah gave them authority on dunya. They have authority on dunya. Allah gave them that power. By Maulana's order, 2 weeks ago I was here. By Maulana's order, this week I came here. It's not because I want to come or because you invited. 2 years I did not come. But there was an important message to be delivered and an important message for this week to be delivered also. There are, when Awliyaullah Mawlana Shaykh wants you to see, you will see. When he doesn't want you to see, you will not see, because he is the Shaykh, we are not the Shaykh. We are the sheep. When he wants the ramp to see, the ramp can take the whole flock in safety back home. Or his, you know, hunters always they have what with them? They have dogs in order to keep, to bring the prayers, isn't it? No. To the hunter.
Pray.
They pray to the hunter. You send the dog everywhere. Get the prey, come. There was a message 2 weeks ago. To that one who is responsible for this whole area spiritually. Every area is under responsibility of a wali around this whole world. And there is Sultan al-Awliya who is responsible on top of everyone. There was a message to be delivered to that one who is responsible in this Midwest, and there is a congratulation for this wali who is responsible in the Midwest to be delivered. Awliya Allah, they are not veiled. When they have permission, they speak. When there is no permission, they don't talk. So Mawlana wants this night to send this message, that since the century of change is coming, there is going to be a change for the whole world, from worse to better, from worse to good. Allah doesn't change from good to worse. Allah loves His servants. He wants them to change from bad to good. And that's why the title was Change We Need. It's not them, they have put that. It was change from what it was before. Awliyaullah, they change it. They inspire their hearts to change. And it was changed. And with this, a new situation, there is a big change that going to take place for everyone to feel happiness, everyone to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is preparation for reaching this world to its destination. When this world reaching its destination, we are reaching our destination. Many times I ask, may Allah give him long life, Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, many times I asked him about his legs because they were swollen. And always he refuses to be treated. Why? People wonder, we wonder, but when he wants you to know, you know. Because he wants to carry the pain on behalf of his followers. That his followers will not be in pain, dunya or akhirah. He will carry that pain for on their behalf in order that they will be in good hands, dunya and akhirah. And he will sacrifice his safety, his comfort, he will sacrifice his comfort for us to be comfortable. Awliya Allah, they do not move without permission. Now is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even awali, will be tested. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many times he was given hard time, and he is the seals of messengers. He was given hard time for his body, his holy body. And his body is holy. His body went into Mi'raj, and still was Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being treated by his people with the worst way. They broke his teeth in Ghazwat Uhud. That was after Mi'raj. It's not?
No.
When they broke his four teeth, was not after Mi'raj? By how many years? 10 years? The one who went into Mi'raj with his holy body came back. Allah didn't leave him alone. Ya Muhammad, carry the difficulty of your ummah. To carry the difficulty, his teeth has to be broken. The pain. So don't say that Allah doesn't test his awliya. No, big test he sends. Want to see them patient or not patient? If they are patient on difficulties, because they want to show to struggle as much as possible in order to clean their followers and to take the responsibility, or say to take the heed for themselves. Such sheikh you have. Such sheikh Allah blessed us with. Scholars are children at the door of awliya. Scholars are not awliya. Scholars are people who study, people who still have arrogance, pride, ego, desires, still, because they didn't try to struggle against that these characteristics in order to reach the level of ihsan. They are still in the first two levels, Islam and Iman. They didn't go into the ihsan. Awliya Allah, they went there far, into maqam al-ihsan. To change their behaviors to a better behavior. I saw Maulana many times. After everyone sleep, go to the garbage in the house, in the kitchen. And show me one scholar does that. Show me one murid does that. Show me one deputy or representative does that. He goes there. He doesn't say anything to anyone. He look into the garbage, move it. He sees a piece of bread, he takes it out. He sees some food being thrown, he take it out, clean it. Clean the bread, put it in a plate, save it for, because he's not hungry, take next day. And when people are eating on his table, he is bringing that food and eating that food that was thrown in the garbage before one day. I saw it in my eyes hundreds of times. Not recently, but when he was in Damascus, before 1980. Show me one, those who call themselves scholars and they are doing interfaith program. What they do? They throw the food. He doesn't want to throw any ni'mah, what we call ni'mah. What's ni'mah? Favors of Allah. Fir'aun, Allah destroyed him. Allah said to Sayyidina Musa, I'm going to destroy Fir'aun for you. He left him 40 years, he didn't destroy him. And Sayyidina Musa was in pain, Ya Rabbi, you promised me. Why Allah did not destroy Fir'aun at the beginning? Because all these crumbs that they used to fall from the table where Fir'aun used to eat, he used to collect them and eat them, Fir'aun. He say is a favor. I cannot throw the crumbs. When Allah, the time, the destination came, that's why I'm saying destination. Everything has its destination. Now we are in the destination. We have to prepare ourselves. We are reaching destination now. When his destination came, the destiny that Fir'aun finished, Iblis came to him and said, oh, Fir'aun, you say you are the king. You say you are God. What happened? You eat crumbs? Step on them. And Fir'aun began to step on the food that fall down from his table. Allah destroyed him because of that. How many times we are stepping on our crumbs? As they fall from the table. We don't pick them. We step on them. It's not only stepping on them. We leave food in our plates. What we do with them? Throw them. Oh, Muslims, tonight is mostly, I don't want to address this subject, but Maulana is insisting to mention about a change is coming. And that change, it begins from Maulid al-Nabi last year in, still it is this year, Maulid al-Nabi in March. And some people were in California, they saw that, they heard that. I don't want to explain more, it's enough. Those who understood, understood. Those who did not understand, never mind. But we were saying, Maulana was saying that someone by name that is coming. And that one came now. And we will see what kind of change is going to happen. It's not his changes. Is not his people changes. No, it's Allah going to change. There is a heavenly change coming for the better. Not only for Muslim, for everyone. Allah doesn't look, this is Muslim, this is non-Muslim. This is dunya. Everyone is equal in dunya. In akhirah, something else. Allah will bring peace on earth. Not with weapons. No, that's no, does not mean that. When Allah wants, bi bismillahir rahmanir rahim, everything will change. Don't forget from saying subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim, astaghfirullah, Allah will save us. May Allah forgive us. Wa min Allahi at-tawfiq wa hurmatul fatiha.